Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 3rd, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a big success. Well, ladies, I have a great show lined up for you this hour. Our theme all during the month of August is, guess what? Six-figure woman. That's right, six-figure woman. It's time to step it up and generate the revenue that you desire for your business. So during the month of August, I will be giving you resources and tips and ways that you can really make things happen for your business and generate the type of revenue you are looking for. So I want to just go over the outline for the entire month. So get your notepad and your calendar out. First of all, make sure that you go ahead and set a recurring schedule in your calendar for August 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. Now, those are all Mondays during the month of August with this powerful topic, Six-Figure Woman, here at Successful Woman Radio. And so on today, our topic on this issue is going to be moving into your CEO role. Again, moving into your CEO role. And then on August 10th, we are going to be discussing building your brand. You know, we hear that a lot about building your brand, and a lot of people have been asking questions about it, but what in the heck does that really mean? I mean, come on, we hear about all of these different types of spin phrases and words over the internet, over social media. We hear a lot of consultants talking about it, but what actually does it really mean to brand yourself, to brand your business? So we're going to be getting into that later on this month, on the 10th. And then on the 17th, that's still a Monday, we're going to talk all about lead generation and why it's so important for you to generate leads. How do you generate leads? And why you need to have a lead generation system that is streaming from more than one area. And then on the 24th of August, one of my favorite topics, becoming the queen of cash flow. You know, if you're going to generate a six-figure income, then you definitely have to know how to manage your cash flow, and not only for bookkeeping purposes, but how to use the cash flow for so much more. And that we're going to share with you on the 24th. And then, of course, the last Monday in August, we're going to wrap it up with workflow implementation. That's right. In order to make all of this stuff that you're learning flow, and in order to stop just reading books and hearing what consultants talk about, hearing stuff on the show, you've got to implement it. You've got to put it into action for yourself. And so that is why on Monday, August 31st, we're going to be talking about at length workflow implementation. Now, of course, I would love if we could give you the whole kit and caboodle on everything you needed to know all within these 1 hour segments on Successful Woman Radio, but it's impossible to do so. So therefore, we're always going to make sure that we're linking you back to our main website for all of your learning tools and resources, which is our main site, Women About Biz. That's B-I-Z as in zebra.com. Again, womenaboutbiz.com. And then, of course, in addition to that, you can hear the radio show as we talk about each of those particular topics. So you also want to make sure that you go on successfulwomanradio.com, which is our radio show website. Make sure you sign up for the mailing list so that you can keep in the know about all of the things that we've got going on for you on the show. So for those of you that have just dialed in, I want to welcome you. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. Now, over this last few weeks, I want to let you all know we've been testing and trying out different microphones, different types of equipment as we began to research and prepare for the debut of Podtista. That's P-O-D-I-S-T-A, Podtista, T-I-S-A. We are going to be having a kind of like a talk show academy, right, for women who want to start their own radio show. And so we've been testing out all this equipment, and I appreciate everybody sending me text messages and letting me know, hey, this sounds staticky, or I can't hear you at all. So hopefully today we've improved a lot and you are able to hear us loud and clear. For those wonderful ladies that have my cell phone, make sure you go ahead and text me and let me know that I'm coming through loud and clear for you and that there's not really any static today. This is helping us to improve and also for learning purposes as well. I want to let you know what's going on the show today, though. As I said earlier, our theme for August 2015 is Six-Figure Woman. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I really get excited when I talk about generating revenue, generating income, of course, because it's money, right? Absolutely. And it's not just the money itself, but money will help us to do so many of the things that we want to do with fulfilling our purpose, fulfilling our vision, and also helping and blessing others as well. And so I want to just let you know, as we talk about that thing today, that you need to have an open mindset as you hear some of the resources and some of the tips that I give to you, because it really does work. You know, one of the things that I've always known, and that is, you know, you can listen to people talk all day long about how to make certain types of money and how to generate revenue. But if they haven't done it themselves, then sometimes it's a little bit difficult to believe or to understand really where they're coming from. Well, rest assured that I know exactly where I'm coming from, and so will you, because I generate a six-figure income as well as have made $1 million before. So I do understand and I do know what is going to be required of you to start making things happen in your business, starting from ground zero. From those of you that still feel like, hey, you know, I've been in business for a while, but I consider myself at ground zero because I really haven't made the income that I need to move myself to the next level. And so again, we're going to be talking about all of that today. Now, of course, in our show lineup as well, I will be going over, as usual, I Believe in the Power of Me, our overall theme for 2015, four questions that help you take action and get in touch with your inner power. And of course, we've been reading in July, which will continue in the month of August, the book, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Love the book. Totally encourage all of you who are listening to add the book to your business library. And hey, by the way, if you are a Women About Biz Gold member, then you actually can listen to the book via audio through the audio center at womenaboutbiz.com. So don't forget that for all of those gold members that are listening. Also, I'm going to be sharing with you upcoming events and different things happening over at Women About Biz. Got a lot of stuff going on this month. And so again, I invite you to literally jump on the train of success with us at Women About Biz, because we are rolling and steaming right along. And all of the information and resources that we have, you can receive them and know that we are here to support you in order to make things happen. So ladies, first of all, make sure you have your pen and your notepad in hand. And next, as always, I want to ask you for a special blessing, and that is to just at this time, share the show with someone that you know needs motivation, needs encouragement, and needs all of this good information that we're passing out regarding how to grow your business. So again, go ahead and flash over to another line and call just one person and say, hey, listen, if you're available, you need to jump onto Successful Woman Radio. They're talking about being a six-figure woman today. Or if you're listening from your smart device or your desktop computer, then go ahead and blast us out and let everybody know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air now. Here is the phone number for those of you with a pen in hand. It's 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And then for those of you who are listening from your smart devices and you're going to go ahead and just type it out on your social media, then the address is blogtalkradio.com/successful woman radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com sports/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. That is the internet address for those of you that want to listen to it live from your desktop or you want to pass it along on social media. Had a great weekend this past weekend. I want to give a big shout out to Rhonda Frost. We had a wonderful strategy session this past weekend. Going to be making a big announcement regarding Rhonda a little bit later on this week, so stay tuned for that. And then also, you know, we are getting ready to have several experts coming online at womenaboutbiz.com, and I'm very, very excited about that. Our whole goal is to make sure that we bring the right people in front of you so you can get the information that you need. I'm very excited to announce that one of our experts, we've already got a signed deal, and that is going to be Donna Satchel, who is with JustGetSerious.com. Donna is coming over to Women About Biz as one of our experts, and her main topics of expertise is going to be passion and purpose. You know, if you feel you haven't fulfilled your purpose yet, you're not quite sure what it is you want to do, or if you know what it is that you want to do, but fear is holding you back, then Donna is the expert that's going to help to get you there. Also, Donna is a communications expert as well. So she's going to be talking about ways to communicate with your customers, ways to be more confident in communicating with others. She's also going to be participating in our Speakers Academy as well. So again, that's Donna Satchel, and I want to give a big shout out to Donna and welcome her to Women About Biz as one of our experts. And also, we have other experts coming up as well, experts if you're interested in actually investing in real estate, we've got an expert that's going to help you with that. And if you're interested, if you're a mom and you're interested in learning more creative ways of making money from home, you want to stay at home with your children, or if you're already working at home with your kids, then we've got a wonderful mompreneur expert with Teresa Johnson. You know, I want to give Teresa a big shout out. Teresa is CEO and founder of Mommy Care, which is an actually wonderful directory for individuals who are looking for child care or who are looking for a better plan, a better way to manage, you know, the care of their children. So Teresa is definitely your person. So again, she is our new Mommy Care, mompreneur expert. And of course, you'll be able to learn a lot more with Teresa. So we've got a lot of things going on at Women About Biz. I am just so excited. And of course, here in the Metro Atlanta area, we have recently launched our signature networking event, Business Women's Night Out. We have a wonderful array of events going on here in the Metro Atlanta area, as well as getting ready to roll out Business Women's Night Out on a national level. So I'm very, very excited about that. So again, as I said before, we don't want to just do everything on our own. We are taking other business women on this ride of success with Women About Biz and helping to create leaders, and also helping those who are already leaders, helping them to spread themselves out over the land, and also helping them to brand themselves better through Women About Biz. So we're very, very excited. And I just want to encourage you that if you have not joined Women About Biz as of yet, you need to go to womenaboutbiz.com and take a look at our membership offerings and become a silver or gold member. You know, you get so much support, and we're going to help you through a discovery session once you become a member to figure out how it is that you can grow your business and work smarter but not harder. That's our whole goal, is to help you get to that six-figure level. Because we know that once you get to a six-figure level, we know that you're going to have the money you need to start investing back into your business, to grow your business, and also to be able to step into that CEO role. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later today. It's 12:14 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to go ahead right now at this time and go right into I Believe in the Power of Me, those four questions that I mentioned that will help you to take action and get in touch with your inner power. First of all, the first question that is just so important, and this question really is important for everything that you do, anything that you want to accomplish, you always have to go back and ask yourself this question, which is, am I clear on my vision and what it is I want to experience? Again, am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to experience? Now, you know, no matter how many times I bring this question up and I mention this, no matter how many times, I know that there are those of you who are listening that really haven't gone and sat down and had some me time and really wrote your vision down and figured out what it is that you would like to experience in a given time. And so for those of you who haven't done that yet, I want to just encourage you to go ahead and do that. You know, you don't have to write a paragraph of eloquent phrases and sentences. All you need to do is just bullet point and just say, you know what? What is it that I want to experience for the rest of this year in my life and in my business? So very, very important. Ladies, the reason why is because until you know what it is that you want to experience in your business, you are not going to be very clear on what it is that you need to do. You're not going to have that clarity that you need. Here's question number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? This question is important because everything that you do, from the time you wake up in the morning through your conscious state, is always going to have to do with a habit. From how you brush your teeth, you know, to cooking your food, to driving your car, to talking with other people, picking up that telephone and making connection calls. All of those things are actually automated habits. You don't actually have to learn over and over again how to do those things because you've created and developed a habit, right? So habits are very, very crucial to us as humans. However, one of the things you need to understand is that the subconscious mind does not differentiate between a habit that is enhancing what it is that you want to do and a habit that is interfering and taking away. It doesn't. So as a result, sometimes we want to do some things and we know in our conscious mind, that is the here and the now, our thinking mind, we know that we want to do a certain thing, but for the life of us, we can't necessarily figure out why it is that we can't get those things accomplished, why it is that we can't seem to make it happen. Well, a lot of the times it is because there are habits, what I consider negative habits, that are interfering or preventing you, right? Preventing you from moving forward and accomplishing that goal that you want to take care of. And so you have to identify those habits. You have to know what they are. And so you just start with asking yourself, you know, what are the habits that I know already that I personally have that could be interfering with my success? Number three, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? You know, one of the beautiful things that I love about goal setting is that it really is a process that is the foundation for manifesting your vision. If you want to know the one thing that is going to help you to roll out your vision and make it happen, it is going to be goal setting. But it's not just any type of goal setting. You see, as a savvy businesswoman, you have to be in the know and know exactly how to process goal setting in a way that is going to give you positive results. And that is so very, very important. Number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? You know, as women, we are very emotional beings. And that is why sometimes our emotions run low when we aren't doing the things that we need to do for success. And we need to have that short burst of energy, that short motivation to get us going. And short-term goals actually do that. When you set a short-term goal, ladies, it is going to help you to ignite and generate that power on your goals. And that's so important. So there you have it. Those are the four questions you should be asking yourself every day or as often throughout the day as you need to gain the clarity of where you should be. And so, again, I want to encourage you to always ask these questions. I do every single morning during my quiet time for myself. And when I am asking those questions, what surprises me and what has surprised a lot of other women who are doing this exercise with me, that is, you may come have a different answer each and every time, right? And so that is why you can never ask these questions of yourself enough. It's 12:19 after the hour, and again, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to thank everyone who has just dialed in to the show. I appreciate you, and if you are new to Successful Woman Radio, make sure that you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern, where you can come and always get your dose of inspiration, motivation, and always resources to help you move your life and your business forward. I want to go ahead at this time and go over to our book, Excuses Be Gone, with Dr. Wayne Dyer. Now, I absolutely love this book. Now, I will say this. It's not necessarily the easiest book to read, because sometimes you may have to take your highlighter and go back to various passages. But I believe the reason for that is that the information provided is just that deep. It is very analytical information that he provides, and he really delves into and gives you a good insight into the psyche of us as human beings and why we have a tendency to do the things that we do and why we can no longer use excuses as to why we're not accomplishing things in our lives. We just cannot, okay? So today I'm going to be reading to you on the new outlook on creative consciousness. Again, the new outlook on creative consciousness. And all, I think for the last couple of weeks, chapter two has been kind of a long chapter where we talked about the two minds being the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. And of course, I have read the chapter slowly each Monday so that you could get all of the information and absorb it. And so last Monday, we talked about the importance of affirmations and why affirmations were so very important. And so today in that same chapter, we want to look at the new outlook on creative consciousness, right? And also the new outlook on habitual consciousness. And so again, I'm going to be reading from the book for those of you that are new to the show. Reading from the book for our book club this month and last month, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer, How to Change Lifelong Self-Defeating Thinking Habits. The author goes to say, the everyday activity of your creative consciousness also proliferates excuses. You might think that you have no control over the thoughts that just keep popping into your head, but consider this radical idea. Your thoughts are not located in your head. Thought is an energy system that isn't found anywhere in the physical world. He says the universe itself and everything in it is both mental and spiritual in nature. You create a field of energy with your thoughts, and the field creates all of the particles, or what Lao Tao called the world of the 10,000 things. This energy field is an important function of the body. Your conscious mind is always working and connecting to this field from which everything is intended. And so he recommends that you apply these two exercises. He says, number one, quiet the mind by practicing daily meditation. Okay? He says, quiet the mind by practicing daily meditation. He says, as Sogyal wrote in the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, the gift of learning to meditate is the greatest gift you can give yourself in this life, for it is only through meditation that you can undertake the journey to discover your true nature and so the stability and confidence you will need to live and die well. Find a way, he says, to give yourself that gift and access your conscious creative mind by eliminating unnecessary, unwanted, superfluous thoughts through meditation. Number two, he says, use positive proclamations daily that are life-enhancing and align you with the loving source of everything. Rather than allowing your thoughts to insist that something is wrong or missing, retrain your conscious creative mind with beliefs such as these. What I desire is already here. I just haven't connected to it yet. It can't be stopped because my thoughts are aligned with the mind or intellect of God. Isn't that beautiful? Let me read it one more time to you. He says, use positive proclamations such as this one. What I desire is already here. I just haven't connected to it yet. It can't be stopped because my thoughts are aligned with the mind or intellect of God. Next, he talks about your new outlook on habitual consciousness. He says, in this category, you'll find excuses such as, I can't help the way I am because I've had so many limiting ideas programmed into me. It's my subconscious, so I can't even reach in there and examine it, let alone deprogram myself. Well, he says, if you believe that your mind is below your level of conscious awareness, you've created a ready excuse to use whenever it's difficult to change your thinking. And if the self-limiting thoughts you have been with you for years, it seems like a perfect excuse. So rename the subconscious mind, the habitual mind. Habit implies that you've made the same choices over time, over and over again, and your thoughts and behaviors are simply accustomed to a certain way of being. It also suggests that there's room to make your thoughts less automatic and more aligned with the realm of choice. Later, you'll read about awareness as one of the keys to bringing these thoughts into your daily experience. But for now, practice the following as you start to eliminate excuses from your habitual mind. And again, habitual mind and subconscious mind, ladies, are one and the same in this book. One, he says, begin noticing what you're thinking as a way to weaken your reliance on the excuse of your subconscious. Repeating these quotes can be helpful. Every extension of knowledge arises from making conscious the unconscious. Very, very important. He says, why not create your version of a quote? Try something like, I am perfectly capable of reaching into my own mind and changing anything about myself that is supported by my habitual thinking patterns, even if they seem to be automatic at this point in time. He says, speak your truth in a way that assists your choice to rid yourself of those excuses. Number two, he says, make this a model for your thoughts. Do good things and don't do bad things. He says, bad thoughts prompt you to engage in self-limiting behaviors. Good thoughts, on the other hand, support your desire and capacity to live at high levels of joy, success, and health. As a side note, ladies, you know, I hear a lot of experts talk about how, you know, is positive thinking is not enough. Well, it's never going to be enough for you to just positive think, but it's a beginning. It sets a foundation. And I think Dr. Dyer just proves this point in his book when he says that you have to think good thoughts, not bad thoughts. And that's why positive thinking is so very, very important. And that is why affirmations is so very, very important. Okay. And so I want you to understand that excuses within themselves are really just that. They are excuses. You've got to get it and embrace the understanding, okay, that if something that you are thinking or that you are saying, and this is me talking, if something you're thinking or saying is not helping you in any way with your life or your business, it is always going to be just an excuse. And that might hurt. And it does. Sometimes it cuts like a knife. But you have to understand that at some point in your life, you have to stop making excuses as to why something isn't done. And you have to be about the business of taking action, which is so very, very important. And so in the words of Dr. Dyer, if it doesn't enhance your life or your business, it is nothing but an excuse, no matter how valid, no matter how justifiable it is. And that's what this show is all about. This show, Successful Woman Radio, is all about helping you to be successful and giving you those tools and those resources to do just that. So you guys know I'm going to give you that dose of inspiration and motivation along with the truth, right? And that is why it's so important for you to wrap your mindset around this book and this information on Excuses Be Gone. And again, we have just read all about, you know, the habitual consciousness, right? And a new outlook on creative consciousness, which is so very, very important. So again, next Monday, we are moving on to chapter 3, in which he talks about your excuse catalog. And he's going to be talking about, you know, all of the different excuses that we make and really beginning to understand and looking at those excuses so that we can begin to eliminate them and move forward in our life and in our business. 12:29 after the hour, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I am so very, very glad that you are here with me today on this Monday, August 3rd. Gee, can you believe it is August? You see how these months are moving around so fast. And of course, last month we had the theme, Her Business Strategy 2016. And of course, the goal of that month of last month, July, was really to get you encouraged to prepare your business strategy for the new year. And also, if you haven't done it for the rest of this year, you need to be doing it as well. Now is the time. And so if you haven't, or if you were not able to listen to all of the shows from last month, definitely make sure you go to successfulwomanradio.com. And then over in the right-hand column, there is the show player, and you can listen to all of the previous broadcasts and get caught up for yourself. I also want to remind you that if you have not had a power talk this year at all, which is a wonderful, energetic 30 to 45 minute coaching session that really helps you to gain a little bit of clarity on your challenges, ways to grow your business, please make sure you do so. All you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, okay, and in the top red menu bar, click on coaching. And once on that particular channel, look over in the right-hand column and then click on schedule power talk, and you will be able to actually schedule a power talk for yourself. Now, if you have already had a power talk this year, then you know that it was very engaging and it helped you. So I want you to think about becoming a member of Women About Biz. We've got two great memberships. We have our silver membership. We also have a wonderful gold membership that does monthly group coaching. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for those memberships. You can cancel at any time, but you know, these memberships save you a lot of money because you're going to get the help that you need, you're going to get the support that you need, and at the same time, you're going to be able to connect with other women in ways that you never thought you would be able to do for your business. So again, I want to make sure that you go ahead and sign up. And if you have not had that Power Talk session yet, please make sure that you go ahead and schedule that power talk. I know that I share that with women on the show all the time. And while there are those that take advantage of that, there are those of you who have been longtime listeners that have been hearing me talk about a power talk for years on the show, but you've not taken the initiative to do that. So invest the time and go ahead and make sure you make that happen today. Make that commitment that you're going to do that today. 12:32 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I want to go ahead and share with you some of the things that are going on over at Women About Biz. And again, the main website, the main sponsor of this show is Women About Biz, biz.com. And I'm just so excited. I feel so honored and so blessed. I'm so grateful for all of the wonderful women that have been coming into my life. I've been meeting some magnificent people. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to meet Pam Chapman. And so I want to give Pam a shout out if she's listening to the show. But Pam is just so absolutely awesome up in the Memphis area. She has created one of the most beautiful fragrances I've ever smelled. And it was so contagious, this fragrance. It was so incredibly capturing that she rubbed some on my hand, and I found myself sniffing, literally sniffing my hand continuously, and so did many of the other ladies who were in our group. They were doing the exact same thing. And so I'm excited for her, and I'm hoping that she will be launching that beautiful fragrance soon. I believe that it is in its pilot stage and that it's coming out. But as soon as it is, I'm going to make sure that we let you know about Pam Chapman and her beautiful fragrance as well. Hopefully Pam will be on the show with us sometime this year, in addition to several other wonderful women that I would like for you guys to be connecting with. One of the things that we've got going on over at Women About Biz is, guess what? We just created Savvy Networking Women. And this is our new business networking channel. I'm so excited about it. We are still putting up a lot of things, but it is ready for viewing. And you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouth over channels and select Savvy Networking Women. And this is our new networking channel. And this is going to help you from creating your 30-second elevator pitch to developing your networking strategy. It's going to be all things networking in this channel. We're also going to be interviewing women who, because of the power of networking that they are using, that they have seen their business grow. They have been creating alliances and collaborations. So we're going to be featuring a lot of those women in this channel as well. And you're also going to be able to, again, learn how to create your very own networking strategy. So make sure that you go and take a look at Savvy Networking Women. And again, you can find that under channels in the top right menu bar at womenaboutbiz.com. Just hold your mouse over channels. And when the drop-down menu appears, simply click on Savvy Networking Women. Also, I want to share with you a lot of Business Women Night Out events are happening. If you're in the metro Atlanta area, look no more. The number one networking event for women going on is definitely Business Women's Night Out. And so I'm very, very excited about that. Coming up, we have Business Women's Night Out happening in Douglasville in the metro Atlanta area on the 13th. That's a Thursday, the second Thursday of the month. And then, of course, the third Monday of the month coming up is Business Women's Night Out in Lithonia. And then, of course, we've got other Business Women's Night Out coming up. So to learn all about the Business Women's Night Out events coming up in the metro area in Atlanta, you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and then select under networking events, select Business Women Night Out Atlanta. You'll see it, BWNO-Atlanta. And so, of course, there you'll be able to see all of the events going on for Business Women's Night Out. Very, very excited about these wonderful events. And I've aligned and connected with some beautiful women there. All of us are just so excited that this is an event that's a positive, in a positive atmosphere. And all of the women that are coming to these events are women that are truly wanting to connect. So you definitely need to get connected. Now, if you're outside of the metro Atlanta area and you're in other areas, then you need to be hosting your own Business Women's Night Out event. And you can learn how to do that simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com. And right in the top right menu bar where it says About Us, hold your mouse over About Us. And down under the opportunity section, click on Become a BWNO Host. And that'll have all of the information that you need to learn in reference to becoming a Business Women's Night Out host. So very, very excited. We have several women from other states, cities, and states that have been applying to become a host, and we're getting ready to roll out those cities. And I hope that if you're outside of the Georgia area and in other states, that you will want to host this exciting event as well. You can learn all about it again at the womenaboutbiz.com website. Just simply hold your mouse over About Us and then click on Become a BWNO Host under Opportunities. Very, very important. And now I want to go ahead and go right into our hot topic for today, which is, you know, becoming that six-figure woman. And to talk about what it really means to you to become a six-figure woman. So I have a question for you, okay, which is so very, very important. And my question for you is, what will you do different as you begin to generate revenue, right? What will you do different when you become a six-figure woman, okay? What will you do different when you become a six-figure woman? And what does it mean to you to actually be a six-figure woman? Now, listen, I'm getting ready to ask you to be brave and press star one on your keypad, right? And literally just share your name, the city you're in, and just share how will making six figures make a difference in your life and your business? Just share that with me right quick. Some of my longtime listeners, help me out. Press star one. Answer that question. How will having a six-figure income or a higher six-figure income help you with your business? What do you think it's going to do for you? How would it change things for you? Let me know what you think about this question. Go ahead right now and press star one on your keypad. Again, Faith, Rhonda, I'm calling out some names, calling out people, Teresa, you guys press star one, help me out. What would change for you if you became a six-figure woman? If you started making six figures in your business consistently, or if you're already a six-figure woman, what would change if your six figures grew from just, you know, perhaps $100,000 a year to $400,000, $500,000, $700,000 a year? How would that help you in your business? And what would you change? What would be different for you? Help me out and answer that question. Star one on your cell phone will put you in the queue, and then I can bring you in and unmute you. In the meantime, I'm going to share with you how it would change me. I am already in the six-figure range, but I am now setting my goals definitely for headed towards the high six-figure and seven-figure zone. That is my desire. But how it's going to help my business, I think, is that it is going to help me to better structure and also to bring on other staff that can take over various roles that I'm playing in my business. So that it will free up some of my time to truly be almost 100% in the entrepreneur visionary role, which is really a very, very important role when you're trying to grow. Also, it will help me to create a bigger program for our membership. We want to create our own, not only our own funding system, but we really would like to create a grants program at Women About Biz as well, and be able to provide grants, startup grants to women who have great, incredible ideas that they need a boost. So we want to do all kinds of incredible things. So as we begin to increase our revenue at Women About Biz, we're wanting to be even more in the blessing business to help other women and to do things that are going to enhance the lives of other women, which is so very, very important. Also, though, I want to be real, keep it real. There are some material things that I would love to do as well. One of the things that I really would love to do is I really would like to have one of the new electric cars. I've been thinking about it. I've test driven one, and I really like them. And so I really would like to have one of the new electric luxury cars that are out, where you're just plugging it in, and it doesn't, I don't even think the newer ones even run on gas. They all run on these new incredible batteries that have been developed for them. And so if you've ever had one to pull up next to you, you wouldn't even know that the car was there unless you looked, because it's so quiet. I've driven in one, and when you're driving, listening to your stereo system is like absolutely beautiful, because there's no engine noise. Absolutely wonderful. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of like how I would enhance myself. And of course, I love travel, so I would continue to travel and go to wonderful places. What would you do? How would a higher income level help you? How would it change your life for the better? How would it enhance you? When you're ready, just go ahead and press star one on your phone and share that with us. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and actually just go right into Six Figure Woman and just kind of talk about what Six Figure Woman means from a CEO perspective. Now, many of you may have already taken the strategy, her business strategy program, and you know I talk about thinking like a CEO and why it's so important to think like a CEO, but I want to delve a little bit deeper and talk a little bit more about the role of a CEO and why you must move into your role as a CEO and try to give you a better understanding. So, of course, I've got to go back and talk about one of my favorite topics, which is the three most important roles that must be played in a company. And I know some of you who are listening have heard this before, but, you know, if you haven't got it right yet, then hear it again, and here it goes. There are three roles, ladies, that must be played in your business in order for you to be successful. You have the laborer role, right? You have the manager's role, and you also have the entrepreneur visionary role. Now, all three of these roles have to be played, and one can't be played necessarily one time, and then you drop that one and then pick up the role on the other. honestly, they all have to be working synergistically within your company. And what happens is that when you don't have employees or a contractor or anyone that's fulfilling each of those roles, then you are the one that has to somehow balance and play each of those roles. And so it's very, very important. But it's not just hearing me talk about you have to play those roles and you're saying, okay, I get it. Laborer, manager, entrepreneur, visionary, got it. No, you have to go much further than that. And you have to dig a little bit deeper than that. So what I want to say is that automatically you should have identified the number of hours that you can work in your company every single week. So that's the first thing. In order to know how to play these roles properly, each of you has to have an entrepreneurial number, which is a percentage, okay, a percentage that you are in each of these roles. So in order to get to that percentage, though, you have to identify the number of hours that you are actually working for your company on a weekly basis. So that's the first thing that you have to do, okay? The next thing that you're going to have to do after you identify those hours, you, based on the business industry that you're in and also the type of business, you have to determine what is needed more in your business. Is your business labor intensive? Meaning if you make jewelry, for example, and you're the only one making the jewelry, then that's a labor intensive business. And you have to definitely determine how many hours in that labor role that you need on a weekly basis. However, if your business is more management intensive because perhaps the services that you provide or the products that you provide are actually serviced through another company, or maybe you're wholesaling and then retailing products, or maybe someone else is providing the service, but you are offering the service through your company, then the management role is perhaps the role that is going to be more heavier, right? And then, of course, most of the time, what I find is that women only play one of these roles the most, and usually it is the labor role. Most business women, especially women who are just starting out or women who are considered themselves micro business owners, they don't necessarily have employees, and so they are playing all of the roles in their business. Usually they find themselves in the labor role more than any other role. However, I want to let you know that to become a six-figure woman, you can no longer be 100% or even 50 or 60% in your labor role. You cannot. And so that is why this is a little bit different what I'm talking about today. For those of you who've heard me talk about those three roles, I'm going to be talking about them just a little bit differently, okay? So first, you have to find your entrepreneurial number. And your entrepreneurial number equals the number of hours, okay, that you will be working in your company, okay, and then determining the percentage of those hours that will be contributed to each of those roles, labor, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. So you actually have to figure that out, which is so very, very important, okay? And so once you figure that out and you know how you should be working in your company, then from there, what should be going on is that you should identify those hours in your calendar or your planner and make sure that it is reflective of the percentages that you have committed to for labor, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. So if you said that 30% of the time you've got to work labor, okay, and 30% of the time you have to work manager, and then 60% of the time you've got to work entrepreneur visionary, that means you should be able at any given time to open up your calendar, right, and look at an overview for the week, and you should be able to see those percentages, 30, 30, 60, 30% labor, 30% manager, 60% entrepreneur visionary. Now, if you're wondering, well, you know, what are the types of activities that fall up under each of those roles, those categories? Well, if you're in the labor role, that means that you're either making something, assembling something, or you are having to provide the actual service, but that is considered the labor role, okay? The manager role is responsible for carrying out the vision overall for the company and making sure that things flow smoothly for the workflow. So the manager is responsible for supervising the labor role, responsible for the bookkeeping system, the marketing system, all of the implementation parts that, go along with that, the manager is responsible for that, okay? And then you have the entrepreneur visionary role, again, which is that role that gets ignored a lot until there's an emergency. And then we have a tendency to then creep into that entrepreneur visionary role. But what falls up under that particular category is when you're the ambassador, that means that you're out representing the company. You're speaking on behalf of the company at various groups. You're doing presentations, whether it's a one-on-one presentation or a group presentation. You're representing the company at networking events, okay? You're also doing sales presentations. In addition to that, you're coming up with new ways to grow the company, coming up with new pricing structures. All of those things is pertaining to that entrepreneur visionary role. And so that is why that role is so important, because with the entrepreneur visionary role is the creator role. That role created the idea for your company altogether. So you can't really drop that role, but oftentimes we do. And some of the symptoms of dropping that role have a lot to do with you're not getting money coming into the business. You're not clear on the direction that the business should go. You're unclear on who needs to help you. You're not delegating anything out. And that's what happens when you drop that role, and that, because that is the leadership role, okay? Now I'm going to flash forward to our topic for today, which is moving into your CEO role and why that is so very, very important. Ladies, here's the thing that you need to understand. Now, all of you are at different levels in your business that are listening to the show today, I'm sure. But here's the thing you need to understand. You can't keep doing the same thing expecting different results. We all know what the definition of that is, right? That's right, insanity. You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting to get different results. And so you've got to be prepared, number one, in order to move into your CEO role, you've got to be prepared to change. Change is one of the most beautiful things that there is that we have the ability to do, except for as women, we have a tendency to be know-it-alls, and we have a tendency to be stubborn, and we don't want to change. Here, check this out. I have talked with women all over the nation. I've consulted them, coached them, and I've talked with women for over 20-plus years, and the one thing that I do notice is that we are stubborn, and we have a tendency to be doing the same thing for generations. We might have had the same business idea, but not moved on it for over 10 years. That is very possible, okay? And for some people, it is more than possible. It's happened to them. I've talked with women that are 80 and 90 years old and asked them questions of wisdom about what would they do differently if they could do it all again. And many of them have often said, I would have acted on my dreams and my goals. I would have made the changes necessary to move myself forward. And so we need to listen to the words of the wise women, because many of them are older now. And unfortunately, some of them cannot, because of health reasons, because of their nursing homes, they're not able to put their dreams into action anymore. Okay, and so it needs to be a word of caution to those of us who still have the ability to put our words into action. We need to be making it happen for ourselves. And so number one, the first thing you need to do to move into your CEO role is you need to be ready to change, to make a lot of different changes. And so I ask you the question, what is it that you can change today that can help you to move further on into the CEO role of your company and stop being so much the laborer? What can you change today? And I'm going to let all of you know right now, if you say for 1 minute in your mind that you can't do something because you're lacking the money, in the words of Dr. Wayne Dyer, it is an excuse. If it's not enhancing your life, if it is not enhancing your business, then you've got to toss it, okay? You have got to toss it, because we have to stop making money as an excuse, because money does not make us, we make it. So we cannot utilize that as a reason for why we're not moving forward in our lives, okay? So change is inevitable, and we have to make a change. And the question is, what will you do? What do you need to do in order to start making a change in your business and moving into the CEO role? First, once you've identified all of those changes, ladies, and it's going to take you some time, you'll probably add on to the list. Once you identify those changes, then guess what? Those changes that need to be made actually become goals, right? And you know what you need to do with goals, right? You need to list all of the tasks that are going to help you to make that change. So very, very important. So that's number two. Another thing that's very important in becoming the CEO of your company is that I find it amazing, but most women who are in business for themselves have not written a job description for the CEO of their company. So if you don't have a job description for the CEO of your company, even if it's you, you need to write that job description, because until you know what that job description is, you're working in the blind. You do not have your pulse beat on the hands of your company. You need to know what that is, okay? Or I should say the other way around, you don't have your hand on the pulse beat of your company. So you need to write a job description. What should the leader of your company be doing daily, right? Weekly, monthly, and quarterly? What should that role be doing? And you need to know what it is. You know, it amazes me that a lot of people who talk about not having enough clarity, it's easier to get the clarity, but they talk about not having enough clarity as though they don't know how to get the clarity. But how you get the clarity is that you set your behind down, you list out your vision and what it is that you want for yourself, and then from there, you actually list what are the requirements of you as a leader of that business. That's how you start getting the clarity, okay? So you need to do that job description in order to start moving yourself in the CEO role. And we already know number four, as we set the pace for this topic, which were the three roles that must be played in your business: labor, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. Number four is to work out what your entrepreneurial number is. And again, how you work that out is you determine the number of hours that you need to work in your business or that you have available to work in your company. And then based on those three roles, you could give a percentage of those hours to each of those roles based on the need of your company at this time. So if your company needs you to be more labor intensive, then perhaps 50% of your time that you spend is going to be spent on labor, okay? But I want you to think about it in a different way. If you find yourself needing to be labor intensive, as you move into your CEO role, I want you to ask yourself the question, right? How can I create a system where other people can help me in this labor role? What can I do to get people to help me to take this particular role away from me so that I can do more things in the manager and the entrepreneur visionary role? Very, very important, okay? I was talking with someone who told me that they make sterling silver jewelry, and they were saying that they actually have to assemble the jewelry. And I asked them, you know, what could they do in order to release themselves from that heavy labor role? And the one thing the individual said to me was that, well, no one can really help, can actually assemble the jewelry like I can. Well, ladies, if you're thinking in that same pattern, then that's the first problem right there. Because if you feel that nobody can do it as good as you, then you might as well fold up now, because you're only going to make so much money, okay? Because in order to make more money, you need people to work for you. You need to have people to replace you in that labor role. And I always tell individuals, and I want you guys to remember it. No, you cannot have clones. People can't be you, but people can follow your direction. So if you develop a strategy or a system, just like a franchise, then you will be able, okay, to have people to do it your way. And so, no, nobody can be you or do it the exact same way. But when you create a system and you put that system in place, you create a workflow and you put that workflow in place, then you can delegate it to other people and then hold them accountable to follow the system that you have designed. And see, that's how you get yourself out of that label role. So if you've ever been thinking that nobody can do it like me because, again, tendency, then you need to get out of that. And there's not going to be any easy way to do it, but just take action and start doing it. Then number five, in order to move into your CEO role, then you must become an actionaire, okay? You guys have heard me talk about this before, but becoming an actionaire is like being a millionaire, except for you are wealthy in actions, meaning that you have so much unshakable faith, that level of belief that compels you to take swift and immediate action. You have so much of it that you have literally developed an incredible habit to take action on any and all ideas, dreams, and goals that you have. So in order to become that CEO and move into that CEO role and think like a CEO, most CEOs are actionaires, okay? They take action on things. They get things done, and they have a workflow system, and they know how to actually delegate. So lastly, what I want to leave you with today as you move into your CEO role, okay, and I've given you five things to do that. You must make a change. You must list out everything that you feel you need to change in your business in order to be the CEO. Then you must set tasks which will support those changes. Number three, do a job description for yourself as the CEO of your company so that you know what needs to be done daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. Number four, right, you need to create a workflow system so that you can start delegating, right? And you need to figure out that entrepreneurial number in number four. You know, what's the percentage that you should be playing in the labor role, the manager role, the entrepreneur visionary role? And then lastly, number five was an actionaire. All CEOs need to become an actionaire, and so do you. And that is, instead of all of that negative thinking, I like to call it stinking thinking, instead of all of that crap, keep your mind on the positive side and then start looking at what you need to do to build habits to become an actionaire. If you become an actionaire and start moving forward and taking action on every idea, every goal, every dream, and not worrying so much about the consequences of whether it's going to be a success or failure, just take the action, you will start walking in the light of an actionaire. Because, see, actionaires don't start automatically thinking negative the time they come up with an idea, but no, it won't work this way. I don't have enough money. I don't have the right people in place. I don't have this. Nope. Actionaires don't think in that negative term. They automatically start taking action, and they think in a positive term. In other words, what do I need to do to make this happen? Who do I need to meet? What people do I need to call to put this into action? What system do I need to develop for this idea to work through? They are continuously in a state of action. And so I'm encouraging all of you to make sure you get your dose of unshakable faith, that level of belief that's so deeply rooted that is going to compel you to take that type of action so that you can become an actionaire. Lastly, I want to just quickly again go over with you the role of a CEO. What should a CEO be doing? Well, a chief executive officer, known as that CEO, should be making high-level decisions that will enhance the company's growth. So what decisions do you have to make that can help you to grow and take your company to the next level? A CEO should be creating and leading a power team of qualified individuals to, guess what, provide services, make the product, manage daily operations, and to sell the company's products and services or refer others to the company. A CEO is responsible for developing a strategic plan to help accomplish the overall vision of the company, right? And then the CEO also serves as that ambassador representing the company at events, meetings, and speaking engagements. The CEO finds ways to get in front of potential clients and customers. The CEO draws alliances. They collaborate to further enhance the company's bottom line. And at any given time, the CEO knows how much money is in the checking account. The CEO knows what the budget is, how much money should be coming in for that week or for that month. The CEO knows all of this. Why? Because the responsibility of the CEO, ladies, is to make sure that she has a bird's eye view of her company. You know, when birds fly in the sky, they get to see everything happening down on the ground. And so that is how they're able to find their food, to find their nourishment. That is how they are able to survive. How you're going to survive as the CEO of your company is you're going to make sure that you're able to give yourself a bird's eye view. In other words, in order for your company to survive, it must have the CEO role in position. Okay? So very, very important. So there you have it, you know, moving into that CEO role. And I hope that you guys take this to heart. And I hope that next Monday you're going to be ready to answer that question. What would you do? How would you be different? Okay. If and when, and I should say when you start generating your six-figure income or a higher six-figure income, if you're already generating a six-figure income, how will it change? What are some of the things that you will do? Be prepared to answer that question on next Monday. Make sure you mark your calendar all this month because we are going to be giving you some hot information that you can put to use as we continue on with our theme, Six Figure Woman. I want to thank all of you for listening. You guys give me some shout out on Facebook. I'm Trina Newby. You can join our fan page, womenaboutbiz.com or facebook.com/womenaboutbiz. Okay. For those of you that are interested in Business Women's Night Out, definitely join our fan page, facebook.com/businesswomensnightout. That's women's, W-O-M-E-N-S, night out. Join that. And then, of course, for those of you that are in the Atlanta area and you haven't joined our Atlanta Women About Biz Facebook page, please do. I'm excited to connect with each and every one of you. And I just wish you guys a wonderful and productive week this week, full of joy, full of peace, full of abundance. Take care. Talk to you and see you on next Monday back at Successful Woman Radio on August 10th. Bye-bye, everybody.